Hello and welcome to ABW Live. How the devil are we all? You all good? I tell you what, it's not been the busiest week, is it? It's not been the busiest week. And here we go. Thunder Road's in the box already abusing me. The cheeky git. Archie's there. Who else is there? Oh, there's a couple of others there. Ellis there. Jovi82 is there. Oh, I tell you what, it's all going on. Yeah, what's happening? Where is everyone? Where is everyone? Hi, guys. How are we? Stephen Edwards is there. Shafiq is there. Bob Vapes is there. Bradley Tucker is there. Marcus Hodges is there. I love this place. I really do. It's fantastic. I tell you what, it's brilliant. Brilliant. Right, it's the transfer update shows, guys. Oh, Swiss Gunner 88 is there. That is never going to happen, fella. Swiss Gunner 88. That is never, ever, ever, ever happening. Sorry. Daniel Cronin's there as well. Tonight, joining me, we have that London guy. It's Carl. Say hello, Carl.
Hello, hello, hello. How is everybody? Are we full up, fed up of the World Cup and back onto what's real football, which is Arsenal?
Well, yeah, thank God, isn't it? Thank God. I got to be honest. I enjoyed the World Cup, but thank God it's back to the Arsenal. I've had enough. Also tonight, guys, we have Ellis. Fuck Ellis. Hi, Ellis. How are you?
Fuck you. Oh, good, man. I'm struggling through a bit of man flu, but it's good to be back on. And obviously, for a transfer show like this, you need to get an official ITK on, which I'm not, but I'll make do.
Yeah, I tell you what, you will do. I'm just going to give a couple of people a quick shout out. Alex Belinsky, yes, you can. We love you, Alex. Hello, how are you? Mind Folklore, how the devil are you, pal? You all right? Yeah, I tell you what, guys. Here it is again. It's the transfer season. We've had a lot of business done early this year. It's been a quiet week. You know, there've been a couple of, pre-season friendlies. I wouldn't read too much into them. But we haven't spoken to you two for a while. So I'll start off with you, Carl. How have you felt about the transfer window so far? What are your thoughts, mate?
I'm happy, but I'm always want more, don't I? Like, I'm one of those people. I think there's definitely places in the squad that we can improve, but the business we've done so far is what we needed to have done. We needed a second right back to help out Bellerin because he practically carried it by himself last season. Then we started playing square pegs, round holes, you know, square pegs, round holes? Yeah, no. Yeah, that's right. And you know, we started playing Maitland-Niles at right back and left back. He's not a wing back, he's easy. He's definitely a centre midfielder. So now we've got someone else who can compete with Bellerin. And Bellerin, what I want now is to look over his shoulder and think, oh shit, there's someone else here who is a proven winner who is here to take my spot and now have to work harder, which I absolutely enjoy. We need another centre back. We've got Socrates. I think the jury's out on him at the moment. I'll be very honest with you. Just from what I've read, I've never watched him play. I'm not going to claim to be someone who's watched him week in, week out, but the people that I speak to who watches German football week in, week out, you know, the jury's still out on him, but, you know, a fresh start at a new club, he could be a world beater. So I'm not going to write him off, definitely not. He could come in and be absolutely brilliant. We needed a goalkeeper, and definitely because our two goalkeepers that we have in the squad, I don't think they were quite good enough. And hopefully Leno will come in and do absolutely brilliantly. I really do. And we always needed that defensive midfielder. You know, we've been crying out for a defensive midfielder for the best part of about 4 or 5 years now. And hopefully in Torreira, we have that player who will come in and be sort of, I don't want to compare him to Kante because Kante's a totally different player, but be our Kante, be that person who is not interested in getting forward. All he's wanting to do is there to break up play, and hopefully that's what he'll do. So we can't complain about the business, what we've done so far. We don't need any forward players. You know, we've got Lacazette, we've got Aubameyang. You know, going forward, our attacking is absolutely, you know, we might have the best attack in the Premier League, I personally think. But I think it was towards the middle and the back half of the pitch where we needed the help. And you know, Unai Emery is coming and he's absolutely, you know, addressed the situations, addressed the problem areas in the squad. And he's done that, you know, first thing since he's done.
Yeah, to be fair, you know, areas have been addressed. You can't argue with that. To those listening on iTunes, apologies, but there's a couple of quick shout-outs going on again here. No nickname required. Oh, where the hell? Bob Vapes. He's just nailed me. David Durdeen and Loki 73 and Crystal Dato there. Yeah, these guys are in every week. If you are listening to iTunes and you don't know what the chat box is, we broadcast live on YouTube. Oh, sorry, Drunk Cat Phil's just popped up as well. You know, I've got to give him a shout out. Yeah, we broadcast live on YouTube, and whilst we're broadcasting, there's the chat box there. The people join in, ask the questions. These guys are the regulars. As Mshefik says, they're the regulars. So they partake in the podcast, and they make this a better experience for us and a better listen, to be honest with you. So if you do want to join in the chat box, subscribe to the YouTube page, click on the little bell icon. All of a sudden, you know, you're in, and you'll be notified whenever we're going live. So, you know, come and join us. The more the merrier. The more people you have live, the better it is. Right, sorry, back to the pod. L, you know, how do you feel about it? Do you agree with Carl, or is there somebody else you'd like to see come in?
I'm relatively happy. In fact, like I'm there's only one area that I think I'd want another player in, and that's the wing position, because I just think we are lacking that. But with the players that we've signed, I think the thing that I've noticed most about this transfer window is the fact that we've had weaknesses in certain areas and we've gone straight after and we've got them. So right back cover, got it. Goalkeeper, got it. Need another centre-back, got it. Regardless of what you think of the players we signed, I personally don't know much about them. I haven't watched much of them play. They're filling a gap that we've desperately needed. And for me, the only sort of gap that's still left is a winger. I know we've got versatile players that can play out there, and I know the likes of Mkhitaryan's not against it. We all bemoaned Wenger for Aubameyang playing out there, but he contributed to a lot of goals and a lot of assists playing as a winger. And judging by what Emery's done in pre-season, he's also deployed Aubameyang out there on wing as well. So he can probably do a job out of there. And just the fact of having someone that dangerous out on there is going to create width anyway. But for me, I think we're definitely going to miss something if we don't get a winger in. I'm not sure who. I couldn't say. I like Dembele for France, but he's only just joined Barcelona. There's a lot of questions about his attitude when he joined there from Dortmund, but we always remember the attitude of Robin van Persie and think what you like of him. But when he was at Arsenal, just before he left Arsenal, he was very successful and scored a lot of goals for us. So I'd like to see a winger come in, but overall I'm happy with the players. Again, I don't know much about them, but I'm just excited to see how Emery's going to set the team up and excited to see these new faces in the kit in the new season.
Yeah, it's been interesting. I mean, one of the things we keep on getting told, whenever I mention that Socrates has no pace, people keep on telling me, oh no, he's got bags of pace. Against Boreham Wood on Saturday, he got gassed by a 20-stone non-league striker. And I kind of worried, you know what I mean?
Yeah, kind of worried.
It wasn't just that, it was the lunge after it, the helpless fucking lunge to try and tackle him. It just left him completely exposed. And I know it's only one incident in a game, but that's what defending comes down to, is those one incidents, and it either makes or breaks you as a defender in the Premier League.
No, absolutely. And this is the thing, you know what it's like. It can be a slippery slope, you know, and you just hope, you know, I hope I'm wrong. I hope this guy becomes a world beat, because, you know, let's be honest, you know, the better players we have, the better it is for us all, you know. So, you know, let's see how it goes now. And we'll hopefully Emery gets all his tactics right and is able to incorporate everybody and they can be comfortable.
I mean, Jason, think about it. We beat Boreham Wood 9-0. How are we not going to win the Premier League? Come on now.
I know. It's crazy. Yeah, mind you, I did say when we went 1-0 up, we're going to win the league. It's the only thing, you know. Oh, hold up, yeah. What's that? Sorry, AJ, Abbas Khalib, you're not blocked, mate. You're not blocked. I've just seen a message. Who's blocked Abbas Khalib? I don't know what the hell is going on, yeah. Oh, the joys of the chat box. So we're looking at there's been very little incomings this week, obviously. Most of our business is done. As Ellis has said, he'd like to see a winger come in. No nickname required to mention this, and it was going to be the crux of this podcast anyway. But who would we like to see go out? You know, who needs to be gotten rid of? Who needs to go out on loan? You know, Carl, kick me off.
Well, I saw messages about this in our group, in our WhatsApp group earlier, and I think it was Joshua I kind of agreed with. So if you're looking at the squad, and I'm going to do it at the top of my head, so if I miss people, I do apologise. So let's talk about the goalkeeper. So the obvious one is we've got Martinez and Matt Macy. Now, at the moment, that's five goalkeepers. So if you talk about maybe needing two for the under-23 league, so Macy might stay in for Met, play B Cup, and then you're talking Martinez. Now, if this has got to be Martinez's make or break season, if he doesn't start, which we just bought a goalkeeper, then I don't think he's in Unai Emery's first team plans. Now, is it worth him going out on loan again, or should we sell him? Do we need to cash in? Who knows? So I would keep Macy, and I would probably loan out Martinez for one more season. Czech or Ospina, one of them has to go. You know, we can't have three first team goalkeepers. Personally, I would get rid of Czech. I think he's... I think he served us well. I do. But, you know, the talk of Chelsea selling their goalkeeper to Real Madrid and them possibly wanting Czech back, we could definitely get a pretty penny for Czech. Now, look at this long term. Ospina could go, and, you know, and if he goes, that's fine. You know, we probably get about 3-4 million for him. I personally think we get more for Czech than we would for Ospina. Now, I know it's not all about money, but Czech is coming to the end of his shelf life. If Czech doesn't go this season, next season, he's definitely gone. Now, if you're not going to offer him a coaching role, which he probably should have done maybe this season, a player coach, then he's not going to be a goalkeeper for us for the long term. Now, you've got to think about long term. So what is he really going to offer us? Is he going to play, what, League Cup games or possibly Europa League games? Who knows? So I would, honestly, I'd keep Ospina and I'd get rid of Czech. That's just personally me. I know other people obviously don't definitely agree with me, but, you know, and then you're going to look to promote maybe Martinez or maybe Macy, you know, as the backup goalkeeper to Leno, or maybe keep Ospina for one more season. You know, but personally, it just makes more sense to get rid of Czech because of his age. That's the reason why I think we're looking to get rid of, I would get rid of Czech.
Ellis, you've got to come back on that. Talk to me, Ellis.
I completely disagree with Carl there. I'm sorry. I know we've all got issues with Czech and his near post, but to want Ospina over Czech, I just can't see it. Just Ospina to me never looks like a goalkeeper. One, he doesn't have a neck. Like, he's like biologically designed not to be a good goalkeeper. Like, how the fuck? Two, he couldn't fucking win a penalty shootout against England, and we're shit at winning penalty shootouts. Three, like, he just fills me with fear. I think he's a good shot stopper. I generally do, but it's just some of his decision making is baffling at times. And for the last two seasons, he's been linked with like Fenerbahce or some Turkish club. He just needs to leave for me. Like, Czech, I've got my problems with him, and I think probably he'll start the season. We might see Leno become more of our fix number one later in the season, but I can see Czech definitely starting the season. And I think a lot of it has got to be down to what's in front of the keeper. Again, we criticise the defence a lot, but there's also the defence aren't protected that much by the midfield. The defence are then left exposed, which means leaves the keeper exposed. And go away, cat. hello. A stampy make an appearance. Fuck off. So, yeah, it's just, for me, I'd keep Czech. I think Ospina has to go. And have you seen the size of Czech? Did you see the photos of him against Crawley Town? He looks hench now. It's like he's eaten someone and worked out with and fucking bench pressed Ospina's neck over and over.
But don't you think that's, okay, Ellis, you work in the medical profession, so I guess you're best to talk about it. So Czech's getting older, mm-hmm. So therefore he's bulked up. So isn't that going to make him slower? So, I mean, Czech wasn't the fastest at the time, but even though his muscle and not fat, he's still put on weight, or he's bulked up a little bit, which is going to make him, I personally think, slower. So, whereas, yeah, we have a problem with him getting down to his near post, where he's now got more weight, whether it's muscle, whether it's fat, it's still more weight. He's still going to have a problem getting down. Now, for me, I would have maybe got him to, I mean, he was always a stick figure anyway, but when you've got him to slim down, so he's a bit more agile. Wouldn't that make sense?
What would fall down faster though? Like something heavy or something light? Getting down his new post, if he's heavier, gravity, mate.
No,
slim down.
I mean,
I mean, he's got more muscle to drive himself down there, more gravity helping him down to his near post.
I mean, you think
he's got his gloves.
I've got to come in on this. Okay, I'm sorry, Carl. I do love you. Okay, but I'm not having this. Okay.
Yeah, come on.
Petr Cech has never thrown the ball in his own net. He doesn't drop the ball in the area. Okay, his performances, the gap in quality is just massive. I'm not being funny. Dave the Bins would struggle to get a game with the Pirates. He would struggle to get a game with the Pirates.
Let's not go that far. He would get a game for the Pirates.
I don't think many with the Pirates players have got many internationals in their team, but you never know. Chris might have been out at the World Cup doing some scouting.
I tell you what, okay. And the thing is, Ospina is the same height as Chris. These 5'2" lads stick together. Do you know what I mean?
What I'm saying is, think long term. Now, what I'm trying to say to you is, if Cech doesn't go this season, he's gone next season. Okay, so I'm sure his contract runs out next season as well, or maybe the season after, because he had a 4-year contract, which would make it his last season. Yeah, this is going to be his last season. So why not? And I'm probably thinking with, again, my bank balance book hat on. Now, cash in for him. Chelsea are going to be desperate for a goalkeeper. They're not going to get Alisson because Alisson's gone to Liverpool. So there's talk about him, they're trying to get him back. We could get, I guarantee, about 7 million for Cech. We can get 7 million for a 36-year-old goalkeeper. Oh, we're fucking rolling in it. I would cash in on him. I would. And I'd keep Dave for one more season and then promote Macy or Martinez. For me, that makes sense.
I've got to be honest with you, mate. I just think Cech's experience. Leno's coming into a new league. Hello? Leno's not the finished article yet. We know that. I think the experience of having Cech there alongside him, guiding him through the first season, is worth more than 7 million quid in the bank. Also, yes, Macy and Martinez, I'm happy to keep them. I think Macy needs a good loan. You know, you can loan either one of them, to be fair, you know, but they are going to be the future rather than, you know, behind Leno to challenge him. Dave the Bins is no answer for me. To be fair to Dave the Bins, when he came into the team... when he came into the team and Chesney had his wobbles, he calmed everything down instantly. And to be fair to the guy, he did okay first. But the disparity in quality between Cech and Ospina, the disparity in experience, in being in a winning Premier League team, etc. Dave hasn't got it. Cech does. And that's the big thing.
Ospina's got a better chance there, hasn't he? Let's be honest.
Oh, Spina!
Yeah, but do we keep him for this season with a chance to lose him for free next season? Because he's not going to sign a contract extension. And this is what I'm trying to say to you. I would have Cech on the coaching staff in a heartbeat. Don't get me wrong, of course I would. In a heartbeat, because I do want to
keep him at the club then. And then he naturally transitions from that.
But does he, though?
Does he?
I think he does if we're smart, but at the moment we have to appreciate that, you know, you have this axis of Mislintat, Sanjehi, Usfani and Gazidis in charge of the sort of personnel side of it. Emery will dictate who his coaches are. If Cech does well enough and shows an interest, I'm fairly sure, you know, that Emery's not going to turn the chance up to have that experience coming on the coaching team.
Well, it happened to Per quite recently, so I don't see why it couldn't happen with Cech. I think if we were to bin him off now this season, then it's more likely for him not to come back as a coach if he's been sacked off or sold two seasons into his contract.
No, absolutely. Also, by the way, guys, we're going to give away a T-shirt tonight at some point. I don't know who the hell's who yet. We're going to think of something later, and we're giving away a T-shirt. So whoever's in the chat box, be on your guard. I forgot to say this at the beginning. I'm a shit show today. I do apologise. But, you know, there's a T-shirt being given away tonight. Your choice of colours. You can even have your name on the back if you want. It's up to you guys. I'll post some images later, and you can choose. But we're going to give these away sporadically. Okay, moving on from the goalkeeper.
Defense. So.
Oh, no, we're going to Ellis for this first. He's going to be the
Dark Ellis.
Ellis across the back. You know, you've got Nacho's of an age, Koscielny's of an age, Mustafi's a bit of a boo boy for some fans. You know, who do you think needs to go? Who do you think needs to go out on loan? Go on.
Someone from the centre back department has to go, because obviously we've got. I know Koscielny's injured, but he's still there. He's on the books, and when he's fit, he'll probably, if he ever becomes fit again in this season, we don't know, he'll probably be considered at least. But you've got obviously himself, you've got Socrates, which you signed, you've got Mustafi, you've got Holden, you've got Chambers, you've got Mavropanos, Panos, whatever you want to say. It's like one of those, I think, is going to have to go on loan, because once the League Cup games dry up, the Europa League games or group stages dry up, they're not going to get the chance to play as much as they may have done. So one of those is going to have to go. Whether we'll see a big selling, I don't think Mustafi's stock's very high. I'm not as critical as everyone else is of him, but I don't think he's one that we're going to make much money on, considering how much we paid for him the season before. Obviously, Socrates is new, so that rules him out. Chambers has just signed a new deal. He looked quite solid, but also Holden's looked good as well. I don't know, maybe Mavropanos might go out. I know he looked good when he came into the squad after January, but he obviously made that mistake and got sent off. I think out of all of them, he's probably the most likely to get sent on out on loan, newest to the club other than Socrates, and one of the youngest, so I could see that happening. As for Nacho, you mentioned he's aging, but for me, he was the most consistent player in our defence last season. He contributed to a lot. He's very technically good on the ball. I'd rather have him at left-back than I would Koscielniak, and he can also chip in at defence at central back as well. But again, we've mentioned how many numbers he's got there. It all depends on how we line up. From the two games against Crawley, I haven't seen the formation or anything, but from Boreham Wood, it certainly looked like it was four at the back. So for me, I'd rather have Nacho there as a left back than I would Koscielniak. He's more of a wing back for me. He needs that back five to help him out and let him get forward more, because he's not great at tracking back. But we'll see. New coach, new system, you never know. And then obviously the right back has got to be Bellerin.
Sorry, do you mean Kolasinac?
Sorry. I don't know how to say his name.
Me
and Dagoban.
Koscielniak. I thought who?
Kolasinac.
You called him four different
names. Oh, no. Seed. Big Seed. Is that how you say his name? Is it Said? I don't know.
It's Said.
Said. Oh, that's not Said. It can't be Said.
Oh, that's right.
Someone from Bosnia-Herzegovina, come and tell me how to pronounce his name properly, and I'll practice it before I come on the next pod, and it will be the only word I'll say.
Here we go. Neil Vergelis put in there. Kolasinac.
Kolasinac. There you go, mate. Thank you very much. I'll try and speed up.
Okay. So who else to go? Who's going? Let's concentrate on who's going.
Do you want to go to Carl? Or?
Jenkinson's going, 100%. He's.
I forgot he even played.
Yeah, he's fucking staying. I've seen pictures of him, and I was like, fuck me, he's still there. Like, no way, he can't stay. There's no way Carl Jenkinson stays. For me, I think one of the centre-backs, I think Chambers stays. I think an outside chance for Mustafi might go. I genuinely think that he might go. I think the interest is there from him, and I think, you know, an Inter bid, because that Inter bid was real last season, and he was going to go, and it's at the last minute we decided to keep him. So if they come back in for him, I think he'll go. I think in the centre-back department, we've got Socrates, we've got Holding, we've got Chambers, you've got Mavropanos, you know, that's four centre. And we're going to play a back four. We're not going to play a back three. So personally, I think, like, one of the centre back, I would definitely go keep of Holding. I'd keep hold of Chambers. I'd keep Koscielny. I mean, you're looking at what, maybe Christmas he's going to come back. You know, if they say October, November, you're looking after Christmas. It's Arsenal, like, let's be honest. So, Hetz Bellerin, he definitely stays. Kolasinac stays. There's talk of Monreal going, but I think he stays. I think we need two left backs. And unless they're looking to buy someone else, I can't see us selling him. So they're the people. So for me, who goes is definitely Jenkinson. And an outside chance, I'm going to say Mustafi. Don't know why, but I think he just might go.
I've got to be honest, I find this strange. And I'll come to you on this, Ellis. So Koscielny, more mistakes than Mustafi last season. Okay. Throughout his career, there's a major ricket in there. And I'm being harsh on him. I love Koscielny, but, you know, let's be honest. Some of the crap he's pulled in an Arsenal shirt, he wouldn't have got away with in any other club. Okay. Mustafi did have an up and down season, but there were some colossal performances from him last season, as well as some really stinkers. Why would we keep an injured centre back with a history of major rickets and sell a youngster who we can coach into a better player? Talk to me.
Because no one's going to buy him.
Yeah, he's exactly.
No one is going to buy him until he's back fully fit and playing. No one in their right mind is going to buy him.
But that's fair enough. But then, okay, you're looking at the only experienced player in that back four is Mustafi.
Yeah, fair point.
Other than Socrates, it's only Mustafi. So all of a sudden then, are you really going to put Holding, Mavropanos? Chambers has got a bit more experience than those lads, to be fair to him. But are you going to put them in the firing line? This is the bit I always find, you know, are we going to put them in the firing line? Because, you know, if we do that, it could be dodgy for those youngsters. Because, you know, judging on, and I know it's only Boreham Wood, and I know it's first game of the season, but if Socrates is getting done for pace by a non-league 20-stone striker and making lunges like that in a pre-season friendly, he's not filling me with any confidence.
Jason, you're hoping that the Holy Trinity of our scouting department would have known how fast he was, would have known that, you know, how agile he was. Because surely these guys would have done their homework on these guys and thought, okay, you know, Socrates is not that fast. So are they really going to buy someone who they don't think is good enough? You know,
let me come back on that straight away, okay? Let's get something straight. Sven Mislintat has brought in some absolute dogs to Dortmund, okay? He has. All scouts do, right? Sanjehi has purchased some absolute dogs for Barcelona, right? And with their pull and the players they're interested in, you know, that's pretty amazing, but they do. It's just the way of the world. Every manager does. Gazidis is not proven in the transfer market at all. Okay. All this wanking over this holy trinity of Mislintat, Sanjehi, and Gazidis, crack on. I don't give a damn. Okay. But the bottom line is they've proved nothing yet. Absolutely nothing. And, you know, none of these players who come in are worldies. You know, Lichtensteiner's at an age. Socrates is at an age, has experience, never been part of a really great defence. It was good under Klopp, but was he there then? I can't even remember if he was there then. You know, Torreira, unproven. Unproven. Looks a good prospect, but unproven. You know, when people are making these guys out to be the Holy Trinity or the Transfer Jedi Masters, let me tell you straight, they're talking utter bollocks. But
you are hoping that they've done their homework. Surely, if this guy was at Dortmund when Socrates was there, hopefully he's seen something where he said, right, we need to now get him for Arsenal because I think he's going to be sick. Otherwise, why would he then say, okay, we need him for Arsenal? You're hoping that he's seen something in him that he says he will be good for the Premier League and he will be good for Arsenal, because there are other centre-backs that we could have gone for. They're in this world, there are so many good players. I mean, you look at the World Cup, there are players in the World Cup that we could have gone for, but we know we went for him for a reason. So I'm hoping that this Boreham Wood game was just, I mean, they're always going to show us the bad, all the bad things are always going to be shown and over the good things. So he could have made a brilliant tackle, but we didn't see it. I'm not saying he did, but yes, if he's getting turned by, like you said, like a Boreham Wood player, and that lunge afterwards was a bit, oh shit. Hoping that he does improve. You're hoping he does improve, but I don't know. We got to have faith. I'm not about to write people off before I've even seen him kick a ball. I mean, after Man City put six past us, then I'll write him off. Do you know what I mean? But apart from that, I'm going to keep the faith. I have to, you know, for so long I wanted Arsene Wenger to leave because I wanted change. I now have change. I now have what I want. So for me to write people off before they've even kicked a football in a competitive game, we can't do that. Even if we lose our first five games, we've got to give it till Christmas. After Christmas, and then we're like 20 points behind Man City, like, then we can say, you know, okay, he was shit. Let's go and get someone else. But until such time, we have to keep the faith. We have to. And yes, he didn't look good, but let's stick with him. Let's see what happens and then go from there.
Yeah, I agree with Carl. Like, I think he might be being slightly harsh to the guy. I'm not saying it's just Twitter, is it? It's Twitter and social media. People, Arsenal fans, will big him up, like you say, make him look like the Holy Trinity, make him look like they know what they're talking about. But also, you get the converse side of it as well, of people making people look shit and saying this person's shit and with no sort of like validity. Like, the whole Mesut Ozil thing just sums up. You've got people who literally bum Mesut Ozil, put all the good stats and make him look like he runs around a lot, and then people go, oh, look at my eyes, he's shit, blah blah blah, he's lazy, don't run around, all that sort of stuff. It's just Twitter bullshit. I think what Carl said has hit the nail on the head. We've got a new manager, we're gonna be playing a new system, he's a new player, you can't judge him until he starts. And yeah, you can say, well, Man City might do us, but at the end of the day, like, a lot of their squad has been to the World Cup, and fuck all of ours have. Like, that game against Boreham Wood, the squad that was there, and the squad against Crawley, there were some good first team players. We haven't had that in years. We need to be a bit more excited about this season, because we've actually got players going to pre-season. Apparently Mesut Ozil today said that he's going to return early to come do pre-season in Singapore. And then you look at teams like Man City, they released their fucking squad that are going to go across America. Like, there's like hardly any names in there, and those guys can buy who the fuck they want. The problem is they bought loads of world-class players who play for the international teams who aren't going to be ready for the start of the season. So I'm confident for our first two games. I think we'll do well.
Okay, let's stick on the Mesut Ozil thing then. So Mesut Ozil is coming out, cutting his holiday short. Bearing in mind he cut his World Cup short, I think it's only right and proper. Sorry.
I think Germany did, not just Mesut Ozil, come on.
Nah, in all fairness, I've been harsher than ever. It's nice to have a little bit of a dig, isn't it? A guy's on 400 grand a week and he's cutting his holiday short to play football. I respect it a little bit. I don't think it's exactly walking over broken glass.
No, it's not. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, he's still showing commitment. Like, people will lambast him for not.
I'm not saying,
look at him, he's earning loads of money playing football. Like, I'm just saying that he's coming back early. He's making sure he's going to be part of this team, so our team's going to look better. I'm not praising him for coming back early. Just saying he's going to be back early.
But bearing in mind, he didn't travel north of the Watford Gap last season. You know what I mean? I love Mesut Ozil. I love the skills. I love the, you know, what he can bring to a team, but all too often he doesn't turn up. Now, in all fairness, as some will point out, okay, that there's a lot of people who are, you know, in that team who didn't turn up last season. You know, he wasn't alone. You had a lot of friends in that boat. But if you're if you're the big man in the team, if you're the guy, the highest paid player at the club, I do expect a little bit more of you than everybody else. Bloody right I do. So, you know, let's not, you know, I don't want to big him up. Carl, your thoughts. So Mesut's excited about Emery. He's coming back from holiday early. Is this more of a sort of PR exercise?
Yeah, of course it is, definitely. Listen.
Fuck off.
Listen, the guy, why, I'm not going to praise someone for doing their job. I'm not going to praise him for coming back to play football.
Would you come back early from your annual leave?
all the time. I came in early today. I was still on annual leave. I don't start back work till tomorrow. And I was there today doing meetings. I didn't get paid 400 grand. So did anyone praise me? No, they fucking did.
If someone comes to you and said, oh, yeah, you're not committed, and you'd be like, well, fucking I am. I've given up my day of annual leave to come here and work early.
I mean, I'm getting 2 days in lieu, but that's besides the point.
Like, well,
it's besides the point. If I got paid 400 grand and someone said they one short to come in for a meeting, I'd fucking do it. Listen, all right, but all jokes aside, look, brand new start. I think he was wrapped up in cotton wool last season by Arsene Wenger. I think he definitely, you know, I think he did pick and choose when to play. I think he did go to Arsene's office and then say, you know, I'm not well. And yes, there was reports that he had a back injury, and he probably did have a back injury that we just didn't really know about. But I think this season, I think Emery needs to manage him. Just he needs to manage Ozil. So, you know, the times when Ozil doesn't want to play, the times when gets these injuries around Christmas, and, you know, he has a 2-week break, that shit needs to stop. And hopefully Emery will stop that shit. You know, for the last two seasons that's happened, he's been off, three seasons maybe, you know, he's always been off around Christmas, and Emery needs to manage him. Mesut Ozil is a player that needs, you know, an arm around him to be saying, oh yeah, you're doing well, mate, come on, that, you're fine. Tough love with Ozil won't work, because I think he's the sort of player that just shuts down. So
I don't know. He's been managed by Jose Mourinho, and we've seen what he's done to some of the United players. Like, I think if he weren't a hard worker, he definitely wouldn't have got on with him. And Mourinho's like praised him whenever he's talked about him.
Look at the players he was playing around with. I mean, Mesut Ozil, let's face it, was a much better player when he was at Real Madrid. There's no, of course he was. Look at the people he had around him, without a shadow of a doubt. But at the same time, you look at Mesut Ozil, and he's a soft guy. You know he is. Like, Mesut Ozil is a soft guy, 100%. So he needs to be managed in a way where you need to get the maximum out of him, but you need to make him, I feel like, you need to make him feel like the most important person in the squad. You need to say, yeah, Mesut, you're the best. Mesut, you're brilliant. Mesut, you can do this, you can do that. And once he gets his confidence, Mesut Ozil plays brilliantly. You can always tell when Mesut Ozil's on the curve, because when he's heads up and he's playing well, Mesut Ozil is a fucking world beater. But when he gets his head down and, you know, he has that labored body language and his shoulders and he's throwing his arms about, then you don't get the Mesut Ozil that we know and love. So this is why I think, you know, Emery needs to sit down with him. Hopefully he has spoken to him on the phone, but he needs to get him into London Colney, in his office, sit down and say, this is what I want from you this season. This is what I expect from you this season, and I want you to give me this. You know, he needs to be set a target. Say, yeah, I want you to give me 10 goals this season. I think setting assist targets is very hard because you're always relying on other people, but definitely a goals target. I want minimum 10 goals from you this season. Now, things like that, he needs to be set.
You know, I think that's a good point. I think, you know, you can see it here in the chat box, okay, where, you know, it's split. You know, there's a lot of people very pro-Ozil, and there's a lot of people not negative towards Ozil, but wanting more from him. And, you know, I do think, as somebody mentioned, it was hinted at by Ramsey last season that he had a bit of special treatment. You know, the bottom line with Mesut is we want consistency from him. You know, he's a fabulous player. We all know what he can bring. But, you know, if you demand 400k a week, you need to deliver 400 grand worth of performance a week. Everybody's going to have a bad day, but don't hide. Don't hide. And he did hide last season. I'm sorry. I'm as pro-Ozil as anybody. But when you see some of the crap he left on the pitch last season, you know, that at that point, you've got to cut it off. So, okay, let's go to a question. Shall we? Let's go to a question. I'm still going to think of a question for these idiots for the bloody T-shirt. Nathan Young asks, how good does Smith Rowe look? Do we have a real talent in our hands there? El, go first. And I'm going to be back in a second. Hand it over straight to Carl.
Okay. Carl, I'm not going to talk much because I didn't actually see any of the Borum game. I've only watched the highlights. But from what I saw, he looked quite good. But you can't really analyse a game on the highlights. So what do you think about him, Carl?
I was in Belgium, so I don't know. I didn't watch the game either. Look, what I think we need to do is definitely the pre-season, when we go on tour, I think a lot of the youngsters will get a chance. And, you know, we discovered Jack Wilshere. I know Jason don't want to talk about him, but we discovered Jack Wilshere in a pre-season Emirates game. So, you know, we have to, we don't want to rush people in, but I think the youngsters need to be given more of a chance. I think last season, a lot of them were given a chance in the Europa League games. And I think we ran in the raved a lot about them, but I don't think a lot of them really proved their worth. I think this season, their second season in the limelight, they should get more of a chance, and definitely they should, you know, they need to grab these games. You know, some of the League Cup games, as you know, you and I were watching, Ellis, and we've done a radio show, some of them were absolutely atrocious. You know, losing to Ostersunds at home, that was, for me, one of the low points. And, you know, our youngsters didn't cover themselves in glory. But this season, I'm hoping that they get much more first-team opportunity. And I'm hoping Emery does give them more exposure to first-team opportunities. Not just in the League Cup games and not just in the Europa League games. I'm hoping that they do get, you know, maybe half an hour, 20 minutes of Premier League action to just to show what real competitive games are, that because there's all, it's all well and good throwing them on against shit opposition in the Europa League, but that's not proving to anyone, I mean, to anybody how good they are. They need to be in a rough and tumble of the Premier League. And yeah, if we are 2-3 up, hopefully, in games, then you do bring some of the youngsters on just to show them sort of what it's like. And even if we're like 2-0 down with 10 minutes to go and there's like no hope of coming back, throw them on. So what it's like to, you know, this is what it's like when you have to chase a game and you're running down the ball. You know, I do think they need just a little bit more exposure to first team and not just the Europa League.
But I think as well, conversely, you say that you want to give them chances and that's not, you want to give them chances in the Premier League. But we saw, you just said, when we had them playing against Austin's at home, it didn't look great. And some of the guys that got chances, Ainsley Maitland-Niles, Nelson, they've looked good in spells, but they sometimes they've also looked a bit bad. And
Is that because of the team they had around them? Or with the Ostersunds game, I mean, that game was absolutely dog shit, as Jason would say. But I think it was one of them ones where, in their mindset, everyone knew that we had qualified and we were through already. And I think a lot of people switched off. And that filtered down, even to the young players. They weren't doing what they're supposed to do. And maybe that come from even the manager as well. If the manager was on their back, and I don't mean to Arsene bash right now, but, you know, if it comes from him and they're, you know, we went 2-0 down in that game, didn't we? I'm sure we did.
Yeah, and, we were 2-0 down. We nearly screwed that up.
Yeah, and you got to think to yourself, if the manager's not on their chances, I genuinely cannot see Unai Emery letting us go 2-0 down against a team at Ostersunds. I can't see it. And I'm not saying it's not going to happen. I'm just saying
I'm playing devil's advocate on that. I'm pretty sure when Arsene Wenger made Jack Wilshere captain, okay, and sent those guys out, he didn't expect that performance back. And you know, I remember watching that game, and I remember the performance Jack put in. It was embarrassing. It was embarrassing. And yet I still saw the people who loved Jack having a pop at Arsene Wenger, you know, and you know what I mean? And the people who love Arsene Wenger having a pop at Jack, you can't win. It is difficult to bring in youngsters into top class football because of the level they play at. But I think you're right. We do need to blood these guys younger. You know, we do need to get them in, but you can only bring in one here and one there. And yeah, the Premier League is competitive now. You saw with their away form last season. You know, it's bloody tough. It is tough for these guys.
And it makes it even tougher as well, because like you've said, how competitive the Premier League is. You look at some of the money other clubs, I know, because they've got Champions League, so they can afford it, they can spend what they like, who cares? But they're buying big players, they're putting big players in the squad, they're not relying on the likes of youngsters, and it makes it difficult. Like I think from a manager's point of view, like you put someone up against like Zala, or you put someone up against someone who's just cost about 60 million, you've got some like little kid just promoted, like it's going to weigh heavy on their shoulders. And I'm not saying that they're going to have that mentality anyway, the youngsters, they're going to have that mentality like, I don't give a shit who's playing up against him. I don't care if that's Ronaldo, I don't care if that's Messi. I'm going to do my best to stop him or get past him or do something to him. But it's difficult. And young players are so inconsistent and their confidence is a lot easier to hit. And you've got to be careful, I think. Like Carl was saying, we mentioned about how the reason the guys didn't look good in the Europa League is because they're playing with a shit squad. And maybe if we put them in the Premier League with a better squad, then we'd look better. But even if we put that in, it's still a massive risk. And if we put them in when we're 2-3 up, the rest of the squad aren't going to be trying as hard because they'll probably be putting their feet up like, yeah, we've won this game.
This is the thing where you know, I think you got to look at Ronaldo or Beckham, right? Or you look at these guys, you know, Ronaldo, when he went to United, wasn't the finished article that he is now. He worked at it, okay? And it just seems to me as if these guys now, they're mollycoddled in the academy system, okay? And they forget about the work you've got to put in. If you really want to be first team player at the Arsenal, go out there and fucking earn it. Don't mess about. Go out there, show on the training pitch, concentrate on everything that you do, okay? You know, make sure you're putting the hours in, not just during training with the squad, but afterwards. You know, you put the work in. With the work you put in, you gain confidence because you know that, you've mastered a part of the game, or, you know, whether it's watching video, whether it's working in your skills, whether it's working on dead ball, you know you've put the work in and you can execute. And if they do that, they earn a place in the first team squad. But without the attitude and the hard work, you know, I've got to be honest with you, fuck them. You know, they will fall by the wayside. There's millionaires by the time they leave the academy, some of them. I haven't got any sympathy for these guys anymore. I just really haven't, okay? Don't ponce about and moan at me that you're not in the first team squad when you deliver dog shit on the football pitch. You know, and that's the bottom line in it. So, you know, they've got to go out, they've got to earn it. In the same way, Mesut Ozil, Aaron Ramsey, Aubameyang, Lacazette, they've got to earn that spot. They have to. Right, guys, have you got any ideas for a question for these guys for to win the T-shirt?
How much does Danny weigh?
No. No.
Well, you cut us on the spot there, bloody hell.
What was the Pirates' biggest loss last season?
That's a good one.
Oh, Jesus, there's not enough notes. There's not enough notes. By the way, that's a good segue for us. Danny and Chris have recorded a grassroots football podcast tonight talking about sort of the trials and tribulations that Chris and many other sort of grassroots football managers and football clubs face. It will be out, I think. I'm not sure if it's out Monday, Tuesday, around there. So we'll be releasing that on iTunes only. I think you will put it on here as well. But, you know, if you could support it, if you're interested in grassroots football, you know, just give it a listen. We've done one before a couple of years ago where we broached this, myself, Chris and Dom. And it's a subject that really gets the blood boiling. So, you know, it's one of those where, you know, it's a lot of fun, but you get to see how much hard work Chris and the guys put in. And we do rip the piss out of Chris for the Pirates. Dismal defending last season. There were so many 10-0s. It was unbelievable. Okay, but you know, you've got to respect the hard work and the effort he's put in. That's his club. He's the manager. He's the kit man. He does everything like that. Okay, so you know, good luck to Chris for this season. I really hope they do well. If they don't, I'm going to enjoy taking the piss out of him. So let's go to another question, shall we? Actually, before we go there. Right, there's 117 of you watching now, and I got 48 likes. 48. 40 fucking 8 likes. What is going on? You should be ashamed of yourself, okay? Honest to God, okay? You know what? You don't deserve a first team place if I'm not going to hit 70 likes by the end of this podcast. You don't deserve it. Get on it. Get on with it. Come on. Get some shout outs a bit later as well. They start going up. Well done, lads. Thank you very much. I do love this lot. So here we go. Where's Nicky Wilson? Nicky Wilson gave us a question earlier on. So Ellis to you first, then to Carl. We sold Henry and Vieira at 29. Now we've signed Aubameyang, Mkhitaryan and Sokratis, who are all 29. Is this a worrying change of policy or a welcome change?
That's two different things, really, because you're talking about buying players, you're talking about selling players. Like, maybe if there are players that we'd had at our clubs and we might sell them at that age still. But I don't know. I think what this squad has lacked, or what it's lacked in recent seasons, is experience. And it was a thing. I don't know why Arsenal did it or why he felt that way, but it was something that he started to come out of towards the end of his tenure at Arsenal, obviously signing Peter Cech. But for me, it's welcome. I think if you're good enough, it doesn't matter what age you are. It doesn't matter if you're 29, it doesn't matter if you're 33. I don't give a shit. As long as you're good enough to play for the Arsenal. Obviously, your opinion, you seem to have already made up on Socrates, but if he's shit, he's shit. I don't really give a flying fuck. We've got a lot of defenders there, and it was a position we needed. Yeah, we can lambast him. Yeah, we can pick apart one moment against Boreham Wood in a friendly. Like, the real time to be judging will start the season. But for me, he's had a lot of experience at Dortmund. Lichtsteiner at Juve has got massive amount of experience. And I think someone, I can't remember who, I'm sorry if I forgot your name, but put, unlike Bellerin, he can actually cross the ball. Like, if he can even just impart that wisdom on Bellerin how to cross a fucking ball, then I'd be happy enough with his signing. Like, I think we need some players in there. Lichtsteiner's obviously won lots of trophies for Juve. They've been the best club in Italy for a number of seasons now. And we need that mentality. The club, we've been missing that. Like, you can talk about World Cup winners when we had Mesut Ozil. We still got Mesut Ozil and Per and Podolski when they won it. But other than Mertesacker, none of those crop were like old players that were leading the club, and I still think Mesut Ozil doesn't do it now. So for me, I would welcome the change because it's just bringing experience that we've desperately needed. So why not? If you're good enough, you play. Is Chase on mute?
Probably.
You know I'm on mute. Of course I'm on mute. Carl, go nuts.
I kind of want to echo what Ellie said. But I think it was different when we sold Vieira and Henry. I think they wanted to leave the club for different reasons. They could see what was going to happen to the club and ultimately did happen to the club, not win a trophy for a very long time. You know, they were both, I guess, worried about the investment in the club, and ultimately we didn't really get it because of the situation was in with the stadium. So we never sold them because of their age. We sold them because, one, we needed to cash in on them, and two, they both kind of wanted to leave the club. I guess that's the reason why Danny sort of doesn't rate on me as an Arsenal legend, whereas I do, but because he left the club when we did need him. You know, we really did need Henry when he left, but, you know, when Barcelona come calling and, you know, you got a chance of winning the league and winning the Champions League, and there was no way in God's green earth we was going to do that with Arsenal, then we need to remember that we are supporters of this club because we grew up with this club. Footballers have a job to do at a club, and that's all they are. It is a job to them, so we need to remember that. The experience comes along where you're right. Lichtsteiner will teach Bellerin how to cross the ball, hopefully, and, you know, we'll put him on his toes as well. And sometimes you can have all the youth and the guile in the world where you want to do stuff, but experience does count for a lot. It really, really does. And hopefully these older guys will come in and know sort of just the little things in football, know when to run with the ball, know when to slow the game down, know when to quicken the pace up, you know. And hopefully these guys will come and use it as vast, vast experience and help us win the trophy.
Yeah, I think you're right. You know, like, you need the right mix. You need the right mix of experience and youth, you know, and just one or two players coming in can make a difference. As far as Onion Vieira, I don't care. It's a long time gone. But, you know, I'm hoping Socrates, you know, for all my worries in Socrates, I hope he comes in and does a great job. You know, I hope Gazidis, Mislintat and Sanjay absolutely nail our transfer policy. I think that would be fantastic, okay? You know, but the bottom line is, okay, this season is going to be the tail of the tape. And you've got to give him a season to settle in. You've got to, you know, if he finishes, and you know, lower than 10th, lower than 6th, actually, I think it's a massive failure. You know, if lower than 10th, he's got to go. You know, because that would be lunacy. But, you know, you've got to give him time to settle in. And I'm expecting good things. I've got to be honest here. I really am. Okay. I've thought of a question for the T-shirt. So at the end of the show now, we'll go for another 10 minutes and we'll answer the question then. And the first person to give me the correct answer in the chat box wins it. We'll message you then, offer you the choice of, we've got T-shirts in red, yellow and black. Okay, it's I'll post some photos later. If you want your name on the back, you can have your name on the back. It's not a problem. We can do any of that, and we'll get out to you. If you live abroad, if you're prepared to pay the postage, we'll post it to you. Not a problem. Anybody in the UK, I'm happy enough to post it to. It's not an issue, okay? But, yeah, you know, we're trying to give some giveaways this season. So the question will come at the end. I'll give you a couple of minutes warning. Get ready. First right answer in the box gets it. Righto? So on to another question, okay? No nickname required asks. I'm going to stick with you, Carl, on this. What do you make of the possibility of Gazidis leaving? He has been linked with the AC Milan job. What do you think?
He ain't going nowhere. You really think he's going to spend all this time trying to get Arsene Wenger out, to get his power, to get a team around him, for him to build the Arsenal that he wants, just for him to leave? It's all bullshit. He's definitely 100% not leaving. I'm guaranteeing this. Like, there's no way. He's been trying to wrestle power from Arsene Wenger for the last 5 or 6 years. He's now got it. You think he's going to leave to go to AC Milan or Inter Milan? So, nah, he's not leaving. Definitely, definitely not. He's got a good setup around him. He's, you know, he's now the man in charge. You know, when Arsene Wenger was there, he wasn't. He definitely was not the man in charge. Now he is. He's happy what he's doing. So, nah, he's not leaving.
I totally agree. I was also, AC Milan are a basket case of club, of a club under Lee. So I don't see him wanting to swap us for them on that. You know, I don't see that working. Ellis, Neil Vergela asks, who do you think will have the best season under Unai Emery?
Whoa, great question. I think Aubameyang is going to have a good season. Not necessarily because he's under Unai Emery, but I think he'll have a good season. But I probably think that question is more aimed at who's going to improve the most or be more influenced by Emery. And I think it could well be Xhaka. I've been critical of him last season, the season before. But I think with the right sort of bodies around and the right structure, Xhaka could have a really good season. And I hope Emery can provide that with him. By... Stop doing that to me, Jason. What are you copying me for? Just stretching, mate.
I didn't think you'd notice. Sorry,
man. Fucker. Anyway, sorry. Xhaka.
Xhaka.
I completely lost the trail of thought from that question. Xhaka, I think, will have the best, most improved season under Emery. I'm sorry that Jason ruined your question.
I do apologise, Neil. Sorry, mate. Sorry, mate. Carl. Bradley Tucker asks, what formation would you like to see this season?
4-3. It depends on, do you know what? I'm hoping that we don't stick to the same formation all the time. It depends on who we play, you know, the time of the game. What I'm hoping he starts with is 4-2-3-1. That's what I'm hoping he starts with, which could turn into a 4-3-3, which could turn into a 4-4-2. It all depends on the opposition. I don't want to go out and play the same way all the time, because that's when people get used to how we're playing. So depending on the personnel, if we need to switch it up and play a 4-2-3-1, we play that. If we need to start playing a 4-3-3, we play that. If we need to play a 4-5-1, we play that. I'm hoping that we can interchange. We have enough good enough personnel now that we can do it. And hopefully we won't be just used to playing a 4-3-3. Hopefully we're able to mix it up a little bit.
That's the perfect answer. Well played. Mad Wired asks, I'm going to answer this. I think Lacazette and Aubameyang have to play together with so many goals in them. What do you guys think? I think, you know, going on from what Carl just said, I think we will see them play together on occasion. But I think, you know, you're going to see a lot of rotation. You know, the games come thick and fast. And he's, you know, he's going to want to make sure people are fresh. He'd have different formations for different games. I can see him playing one up top quite a lot in the tougher games. In the easier games, get them both out there, that's fine. But I don't think it's, as Carl said, I don't think it's going to be a set formation. I think he's going to, you know, he's going to cut his cloth according to the opposition. And, you know, let's hope they both have a cracking season. It'd be nice to see us doing well on the scoring front. Michael Hahnemann, I think we've answered the youngsters' question, so I'm going to move on to your other question. L, thoughts, this is Michael Hahnemann, thoughts on Henry possibly returning to the coaching team?
I can't see it happening. I'm sorry, I've got a cat here fucking around with a toy. If he can overhear that, he stopped now.
Yeah, I can.
He stopped. No, fuck off. Give
me here. Right,
done. I'm sorry. I'm having a nightmare.
If you're listening on YouTube, okay, welcome to hell. Welcome to hell. Ellis has had a cat going past his screen all night. And now the cat's trolling us. And the problem is the cat's winning. The cat is winning.
And he's ginger Ellis. As well. Like, oh, it'd get geez. Much worse. To answer Michael's question. Yeah, I don't know if he'll come to us, though. Obviously, I think the reason he's left Sky is so he can take a more in-depth role, and I think he said as much in his Instagram post, and he won't be doing it in the national, probably be doing club role. Whether it will be a role with us, I'm not sure. I think Emery's the sort of guy who would probably like him around. I'd definitely like him around. People have been a bit critical of Henry because when he was sort of doing his coaching at Arsenal, Wenger basically came out and said, like, you either want to be a coach or you want to do your Sky. And it seemed like Henry picked the latter, so he'd rather do Sky and then do like an international job where he was less committed and can still contribute to Sky. But he seems a lot more serious now. So I'd like him to be around the club because he's, whether you like the way he left to go to Barcelona, for me, he's a club legend. He is one of the players that I grew up watching and loving. And I just think he'd just be beneficial to any young player coming through the Arsenal ranks if that's the way he wanted to go. And I'd be well up for having more Arsenal players. I think there's one thing that a lot of people wanted when Arsenal was in charge was a bit more sort of club legends around the club. And if Henry is going to be one of them, boy, I'm all for it.
Do you think, I've got a question for both of you. Yeah. Let's say Henry comes back to the club and, you know, results don't go too well for Emery. Do you think the constant rumour of Henry might take over, might get a bit too much? Like, Henry is a big club legend, and I get that, but do you think that he might detract from Unai doing his job just because of the constant, like, we might, you know, just shit might come out, like, we might lose two games in a row, or Henry's ready to come in and take over, you know, just a sort of nonsense?
I genuinely think there's a bit of a circus around Henry because of who he is. Mm. I've no doubt he would try to do the job properly, but bearing in mind his name within the club and the status he has as a highest ever scorer, I think it could be a bit negative. Also, you can only have one boss at the club. And you saw before Henry left, there was the nonsense with him and, oh, who is that tall, lanky prick? Went to City. Striker.
Adebayor.
When Adebayor scored against Tottenham, Henry's on the side of his pitch, you know, congratulating him. There was a bit of a power struggle there, or a bit of an issue between him and Wenger. Now, whatever your thoughts on that, there's only one manager at the club, and he will live and die in the results of the team, so you don't get in his fucking way. You know, you don't get in his way. So I'm not sure if he would come back to the club, to be honest with you. And, you know, when people talk about club legends being at the club, Freddie's been at the club, you know, you've had Bobby Pires around. There's been a lot of people who've come through. Steve Bould was the assistant manager under Arsene. You know, the club legends have always been around the club, okay? I think it's a fallacy to say that they haven't been.
So I think what I was hinting to is that I don't think they're involved as much as people ever wanted.
Do you know what? Okay, you know, the star players don't always make the best coaches. You know, sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. But you've got to do it. You know, you've got to leave the manager have his say on that. Right, final question. Do. Who wants it?
I'll take it.
Okay. Right, with regards to, it's from Bob Vapes. Do we want homegrown or big signings? Because it's hard to implement both. And I suppose this goes back to the 29-year-old question from Nicky Wilson. I think you've got to have both, haven't you, Carl?
Oh, yeah, of course. And I think the club, the size of Arsenal, can afford to have both. Why can we not? You know, Arsene Wenger sort of had this notion is that if you sign someone, then you're stopping the progress of a player coming through. You know, if that player coming through is good enough, he will make the squad. he will definitely get into the team. So I don't think it's stopping anyone. I think there was a famous quote, didn't he say he didn't sign, I can't remember who the player was, because he was stopping Dee Nielsen's I can't remember who it was.
It's a boy from Liverpool who went to Real.
Alonso. We didn't sign him because we were stopping Dee Nielsen's progression. God, what am I saying? That was. But anyway, but no, if a player is good enough, he will definitely come into the squad. So I think, like I said, a squad like Arsenal and a club like Arsenal, we have the structure around us so we can have both.
Absolutely, absolutely. We've got the money. This is it. I know this season's been a bit difficult for that, but, you know, we will have the money, etc. Loki73 says, Perry Groves and Merson should coach personality. Personality, yes, but I wouldn't have Merson coaching intelligence. That's going to fail. That's not going to fail. Right. The question for the T-shirt is going to come up in a couple of minutes. So, that's all. You know, thank you for everybody in the chat box. You're always superb.
Except for Chris, fuck him.
I got 112 people watching still, and I've only got 65 likes. Where's my 70 likes? Get on the like train. Come on, press that button. Let's go. Let's fucking go. Let's have it. To everybody who's listened on iTunes, thank you ever so much. You know, we do appreciate your support. If you want to be part of the chat box, watch us live. We'll be going live after every game this season. Within 10 minutes of the game ending, we are live after every game. We went live after every game last season. We didn't miss a game. We're not missing a game this season, okay? So that's all you do. Subscribe to our YouTube challenge, okay? Click on the bell icon and you will know when we go live. So all you have to do then, jump in on the chat box and you can join these bunch of reprobates in there now. They're superb. They always join us and... they're great fun. So it's subscribe and like. There's a lot happening. Danny's been putting a lot of effort into the Facebook page. If you want to like the Facebook page, join in there. We're trying to get some chats going there. As always, you know where we are on Twitter. And, you know, thank you for your support, as always, guys. It's beginning of the season. You know, season hasn't started yet. There's been no transfer activity this week. And we still had a brilliant chat box there. It's fantastic. So... let's get on to giving you guys a question. And it's the first person who puts the correct name in the box, okay? They win it. If you're from abroad, you've got to pay the bloody... well done, Cactus Jack. You've got to pay the postage. If you're in the UK, I'll pay the postage. Who was our goal scorer in the 2006 Champions League final?
I know.
I'll give you a t-shirt.
Racism, fucking hell.
Oi, don't be like that. Don't be like Nicky Wilson, you're incorrect. Nicky Wilson puts in John Artson and then gets it right.
Oh, is it the full name or is it the full name or is it just the first name? Because
we all know it is. Nicky Wilson wins it. I can't believe it. I can't believe he takes the piss and then wins it.
Fuck Ellis.
Nicky Wilson from Norwich. I can literally just send it to me and I'll give it to him. Present it live on YouTube.
Jordan Henry, Mark Wright, Rudy Rastlos. Rudy Rastlos is wrong, you git. Taking the piss again. Jaden Ink, Michael Hahnemann, Ryan Costa taking the Mickey as well. Swiss Guna, Bob Vapes, Tunji Samuel, formerly Noza, Bradley Tucker. There's a load of you right there. Brilliant. Okay, so I can't believe fucking Nicky Wilson's won that. That's ruined my day. Nick, I'll message me your size. Message me what you want on the back of the T-shirt. I'll put some images of the T-shirts up on Twitter. We'll give one away here and there and go from there, okay? But, Jesus, I'm surprised how many people... Michael Sweetman said Bob Geldof.
You know who that is?
Nicky didn't say Abua. He's not got it right.
Jason, do you know who Michael Sweetman is?
No.
It's Danny's brother. Do you want to say hello to Danny's brother?
Of course. Why didn't I guess that? Danny's brother. Hiya, Mike. You're right.
Obviously, the better half of the Sweetmans, like, clearly.
Yeah. The sensible half of the Sweetmans. Everybody say hello to Danny's brother.
Fred, Danny's probably got 2/3.
Whoa.
Love you, Danny.
Right, okay, that's it for tonight. As usual, I've said it before, thank you to the chat box and thank you to everybody who's watched. You're absolutely superb. You're brilliant, okay? Jeff R, Joel Campbell surely has to go as well as Trevor Abcom. Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's just wrapping up. That's it for tonight. Carl, thanks, mate. It's good to have you back on. Been too long.
Anytime. Looking forward to this season. Looking forward to talking about them big wins after the Arsenal games, after we've beaten Tottenham 5-0 and Man City 3-1. You know, it's going to happen. It's our year.
I've got to be honest, I am really excited. I am playing the sort of a pessimist at the moment, but I'm really excited about what could happen. I think it could be good times ahead. Elle, thank you very much. Elle has just come off a 12-hour shift at the hospital, and he rocks up and does this, so give him a bit of respect. You can say fuck Ellis, but give him a bit of respect at the same time.
Yeah, respect, thank you, Elle. Fuck Ellis. Thanks for having me, and sorry for special guest Stampy the cat. I'll put him on a chain next time, that'll learn him.
Tell Stampy the cat, if he doesn't behave, I'm going to skin him. Or you. Well, one of you's getting done. Okay. And that's it, guys. Next week, we'll be back about 7:30, 8 o'clock, with another transfer show. Hopefully, there's a bit more action. Hopefully, we get some things moving. And, you know, I'd really hope. I think there's going to be a surprise signing in there somewhere. There may be an out there, maybe an in, who knows. But if you've got any questions, send them in to us. Yeah, just thank you so much. You know, you never cease to amaze me, the support we have here from you guys. So that's absolutely brilliant. Thank you. Good night. Take care. Keep it Arsenal.